pick up on the point that Alistair made about the companies, in fact, slightly differently, but certainly the history is that newspaper companies certainly only engage when they're forced to. And I always think back to a particular issue that I still feel quite angry about, given the number of people who have suffered as a consequence in a way. But in 1990, after a few years of arguing, we finally got the companies to agree to a joint industry committee on the issue of RSI, how to prevent it, how to deal with it when it occurred, and rehabilitation. Tony will remember, myself, Penny Harding, we had our first meeting with company representatives. They clearly didn't want to be there, but we were at least making progress. Then, of course, 1991, the Employment Contracts Act. Basically, the day that Act went through, phone calls from the companies, bugger off, we're not interested in any industry-wide approach anymore. Well, those are kind of examples of where, you know, it is difficult to engage in this industry. That was a classic where it was not only for the good of the individuals working in the industry, it was actually a benefit to the companies to actually keep people in work longer, to prevent them getting RSI in the first place. So I always remember that as an example of just how difficult it is to engage with our owners. But anyway, I'll open it up to the floor for questions, comments.
Good morning, everybody. I could have been better now. Yesterday I was passionately nervous, but the day after I couldn't ask you. Thank you a lot. I enjoyed this meeting, this conference, a lot. I'm actually going to ask that I can join EBMU. And I will encourage my people, the news media, to join as bigger family. This afternoon I'm going back to Auckland. I'm going to rush to a function. It will be 300-400 Asian maybe. And plus, roundabout, I expect about 30 politicians. Because we already see them before the election. I mean, even our mayor. I have not ever seen him in any function, but tonight I'm going to see him. Tomorrow at 6:15, I'll be talking this conference in my radio show. 19.6 FM Radio Chinese. If you happen to are in Auckland, please turn it on. On Saturday, I will write an article. I don't know what to write yet, but I got a title. The title is called Serious Question, but no answer yet. And there will be another interview in the front page of Hero. Talking about this conference, I put enough materials, I can put a nice video together. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Any other comment, question? Jim up back.
What happens to this money that is what happens to the money that is going now from reproductive rights that the publishers get? Do you know where that money is and how is it distributed and who gets it?
Well, Lincoln's not here, so I'd have to defer to him. I presume it goes back to the publishers. I mean, it's the same with CLL, which is the Copyright Licensing Limited, collects monies on behalf of book publishers and authors, and that goes initially to the publishers and then supposedly onto authors. And the same thing is meant to happen under the PMCA's rules, but not yet.
This is like money from Media Search and Chong's.
Yeah, so in the educational sector, it's the photocopying you do at for course notes and that sort of thing. Yeah.
And I think all the money's going to ACP, APN, and Fairfax, I would think.
Do you know that, Murray, do you see any of this money just come back to your company?
Not that I'm aware of.
In Australia, it goes to individual journalists. So if you do actually write for Australian publications, it's worth joining CAL. It's the members of CAL that get it. And they have this nice little website that says, do we owe you money? And they hunt you out.
Yeah, perhaps you have some insight to the PMCA, which was set up by the Newspaper Publishers Association.
together copyright fees on behalf of the print industry, newspapers, as not books. PMCA funds currently given by the NPA and assist to sustain the NZ Press Association. It's not currently being returned to APN or BPS.
Or others. Just one other thing I'd like to say, Murray, it's a slight under a bushel. This community newspapers this year are one of the judges for their awards, and they won a number of awards, so Murray, congratulations.
Thanks.
Not bad,
but
Aussie.
Just to clarify, I think NZPA is owned by APN and Fairfax, so it's sort of a little bit disingenuous perhaps to suggest it. Well, the newspaper industry is APN and Fairfax in this country, plus an ally. I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with it. I just think that to say it's not going to APN and Fairfax is not really strictly correct.
Any other side?
I'm just wanting to make those conclusions. I'm just seeing the time.
Yeah. I just wanted to give people an opportunity. They won't have any conflict. I'm aware of the time. So, what we thought we'd do is very quickly from those workshop discussions yesterday, we took a record of the main points of the three. People who chair those could come forward and quickly put them in up. Any other comment, and then we'll sum up.